Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. My name is Brianna and I'm a marketing specialist here at Eden Exchange. Today, our founder and CEO, Raghu Rajakumar, spoke with Mike Geddes, who is the franchise development manager of Poolworks. Listeners Mike, who has been with the Poolworks franchise for over 19 years, delve into the benefits of becoming a Poolworks franchisee, including the repeat business and multiple income streams that come with it. Mike will share his personal journey to success within the Poolworks network and how he strives to bring franchisees along the same path. We'll also talk about the clear growth plan for Poolworks and how new entrants into franchising can get started, including due diligence and asking the right questions. Listen on to discover more.
Welcome everyone, my name is Raghu from Eden Exchange. Today our special guest is Mike Geddes. He's the head of franchise development at Poolworks. Mike's going to be talking to us about today about the Poolworks franchise, the opportunity, the market they're in, and also the development of the organization and the goals coming year. So thanks a lot for the opportunity, Mike.
Thanks, Raghu. Nice to be with you today.
Now, look, just to take a step back before we get into the nitty-gritty, could you tell us a bit about your background and how you first became involved with Poolworks?
Yeah, so I'm a veteran of Poolworks. In fact, 19 years, believe it or not, working within the Poolworks franchise system. I guess how I came across Poolworks back in 2004, it was I owned a swimming pool and loved looking after my own pool and got a lot of enjoyment out of keeping it nice and sparkly and clean. And I realized that every time I looked at it, I had to go to the local pool shop and they sold me something to put in it. And I thought, wow, this model sort of works quite well for me. You know, every time I'm spending money and it's repeat business. And I thought, okay, I should look at this a little bit further. I wanted to be in business for myself. I'd come out of a long career in the corporate world in sales and marketing. And I realized that probably what best suited me was the franchise model. So for me, it was my business, but I wasn't on my own. And, you know, that worked really well for me. And my wife and I, we ended up purchasing two master franchises. In fact, we owned pretty much all of Queensland and Northern Territory for 10 years, then sold that business at the end of 10 years. And John O'Brien, our founder and CEO of Poolworks at the time, grabbed me and said, look, you know, why don't you stay on and work in our support centre and do franchise development? So I've been selling the franchises for the last 9 years and absolutely love it. I guess because, you know, it was successful for myself and I was able to work with 22 franchise owners and, you know, take them on a journey to success. It was the next step. It was so easy for me to be able to sell and do the same for other candidates that were perhaps looking to get into our model.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, Mike. Look, good to know about the background. Now, look, what really sort of drove you into the Poolworks franchise and how do you think it differentiates itself from other franchises in the market?
Yes, what I liked about the Poolworks model was that it was very structured and it had a lot of opportunity to grow. So it wasn't just a single stream franchise model. What it was it was a multi-stream income model. So the first thing I liked was that, you know, I was able to sell my labor. On top of that, I was able to sell chemicals that the pool needed every time we visited them. I was able to sell new equipment to keep the pool water turned over and healthy. And I was also able to tap into commercial work as well. So not only did I have residential mum and dad backyard swimming pools, I was able to tap into the commercial market working with, you know, real estates, body corporates, insurance companies, hospitality, even tapping into the local pool builders in my area who were putting new pools in the ground. The other thing that I found when I first looked at the model, which really attracted me, was that back in 2004, 97% of pool owners were still trying to be like Mike Geddes and look after the pool themselves. And I thought, as our population becomes more and more time poor, this has to change and the demand for our product, you know, is going to grow. And it's certainly happened, you know, in the last 19 years, we've gone from 97% do-it-yourself to 75% doing it themselves. In the next 10 years, we see that going to 65% doing it yourself. So we've still got a massive opportunity over the coming years ahead that the brand wasn't going to slow down or my business wasn't going to slow down. Then I also identified that back then 25,000 new pools were being built every year and put in the ground. So our market was continuing to grow, which was, you know, another attraction for me. So when you put those together with then, you know, the multiple income stream, it just seemed the right choice for me. And, you know, working outside and starting in a mobile van and then moving into a retail store. So, you know, we have what we call the hub and spoke model, which is the anchor is our retail store in an exclusive marketing territory. And then from that store, we have these spokes, which are the mobile vans that go out and look after the client's pools on a regular basis or on a, you know, casual one-off basis, depending on, you know, what help they need managing their pool. Then for me, what I found was the ongoing training and coaching. And, you know, that allowed us to then go, you know, from a single van to a multi-van into retail and then into a multi-retail. And you're able to grow as much as your skill base was able to allow you to. And so that meant, you know, ongoing success and ongoing opportunities. And our KPIs are really driven to ensure, and we're monitored and measured against those KPIs to keep growing our business to the best that we possibly can.
Because it is very unique. You've got those different strings to the bow. You could say the man in the van, the retail, the multi-site. So given that, what sort of qualities do you look for in a potential franchisee, and how do you ensure they're a good fit for this given the sort of diversity in your model you have?
Yeah, so we're very lucky, you know, over the years we have been able to identify, and we call them, you know, our own avatars, in fact. And so we have models that suit a whole number of different candidates coming into our system. So the first one is sort of at the lower end where it's coming in and starting in a brand new franchise and jumping in a van and building your business from there. You know, avatar shows us that that's probably, you know, someone that's been, you know, an electrician, a plumber, or likes getting outside and hands-on and growing a business from scratch. They're generally that younger generation, you know, somewhere around probably, you know, 25 to 30. You maybe have young children, maybe starting out in life and just got a home. And so they want to build and grow for the future. We then have our sort of resale type person, which is coming in and buying, wants to buy an existing setup business with a retail store and three service vans running off that store. They're the corporate sort of mid-management style people that have just had enough of the corporate world and they're sick of being a number and they want to, you know, do something for themselves and be in control of their own destiny. And we generally see those people coming really well skilled and well trained and well developed from the corporate sector. And they're probably from that sort of 35 to 45 year old mark. They're a little bit older. Their children are starting to grow up and, you know, at school and you know, they've started to pay, you know, their mortgage and things down. And they're at that stage in their life. And then we've of course got the top end where, you know, we've got multiple stores, multiple vans. And in fact, our largest franchise owners this year will turn over, you know, in the vicinity of $6 million a year in sales revenue with, you know, five or six stores and 35 mobile vans running off it. And so we see the top end corporate executives that perhaps, you know, a little bit burnt out. They're in their sort of 50s to 55, 60. And they just want to come into a business where they can use all those skills and do it for themselves and run through till retirement. And they may also have, you know, children that are now at university and they're sort of wanting to create a business that perhaps their children can come into as well and run that business. And, you know, dad and mum can sit back and have some residual income possibly and then help develop the children to have something for the future. So one of the things about, you know, our business in particular, it is quite a strong hands-on business initially because the seasonality of the swimming pool and spa market. So people often say to me, Mike, what happens in the winter? The good thing is our mobile business is all year round. You know, once we have an existing client, they want us coming every week if it's a commercial client or every month if it's a residential client. That doesn't change. They want us coming summer, autumn, winter and spring no matter what. So we're still selling our labour and our chemicals and replacing equipment and all those type of things because that water's alive. alive, and it needs to be treated and it needs to be looked after. So that's the great thing about the repeat business. Then, of course, once the summer season hits, you know, that 75% of do-it-yourself that I spoke about earlier, they start running into problems with their pool. You know, it starts to go green, their equipment starts packing up and playing up. And so they come into our store, get their water tested, we're selling them the chemicals, and away home they go and put it in their pool. But when they run into their problems that they can't fix themselves, they give us a call and they need us to come pretty quickly and help them out, you know, on a casual one-off basis, which quite often can turn into a regular client basis as well. So that's why it's quite hands-on. Also great leadership, you know, that's really important. Once you get into multi-store, multi-van and you've got staff, you know, you need to be able to look after your staff and train them and develop them. And we assist the franchise partners by doing a lot of that as well. And we know how hard it is to get staff these days, you know, post-COVID. So it's really important you're a great leader and be able to look after your team. And I think most importantly, you know, one of the reasons you buy into a franchise is that you want to follow that proven system. And if you follow the system, you'll be successful.
I mean, that's one of the key points about it, the system you've set up. So just wanted to delve a little bit deeper, because the type of people you're probably attracting into Poolworks are probably have had some sort of measure of success themselves in the past, or they have some understanding of business. And you've already articulated a bit, but what do you think is the biggest benefit of franchising, both for Poolworks and for the individual franchisee?
Yeah, look, it's that proven system. It's that proven track record of success. I know when I was looking at franchising, you know, I spoke to a number of franchisors and different franchise brands, and I said, you know, tell me what makes a successful franchise owner within your system. And every one of them said, follow the system. You know, that's what you're buying into. And that system, you know, it includes all the manuals on how to run the business. It includes all the initial training and the ongoing training. It's the marketing, you know, the brand marketing that's been developed by the brand, perhaps the regional activity in your state that's being developed by the national team, and then the support with your local area marketing to get your brand and your name out there is really important. And we do all that really well. It's the business management systems, because you want to know if you're working hard that you can collect the money and that you can, you know, put the money in the bank and you can make the profit from that money. So it's having, you know, those cloud-based systems that, you know, track your total business, and you can manage your KPIs, you can manage your profitability, you can see how your sales are tracking, all those type of things that are really important in business. One of the things that I found really important was the buying power. So Poolworks is a global brand, for example, and most of the suppliers now are global. And so for us, being the biggest in the marketplace, it generally meant that our buying power was a lot stronger than for, you know, an independent operator or a man in a van doing it for himself. And of course, that then leads through to better gross profit and better net profit at the bottom. And I think also, you know, Poolworks had a really strong structure of support staff when I looked. And today we have 60 specialist support staff in our support centre in Brisbane that are supporting, you know, our 125 franchise owners that we have.
There's no doubt you can get a sense of how methodical and also just the thought and experience behind the system as well. Now, when you're applying that to the day-to-day life of a franchisee, what does that look like for a typical Poolworks franchisee?
Yeah, so if you're looking at our mobile operator, you know, the starting point, you know, they're generally working from 7:30 to 5:30 each day. Generally, you know, Monday to Friday. The good thing about swimming pools is that people want to use them on the weekends and they don't really want you there cleaning them and looking after them. So, you know, we tend to get a weekend to ourselves when you're in a mobile business. Then retail, you know, we are open 7 days a week. And then when you're in retail, of course, you know, you've got a retail manager running your store, you've got your techs in the vans, and you've got some part-time staff, you know, coming on and off, you know, in the weekends to assist, you know, with servicing your clients. So again, the stores are generally open from, you know, 8:30 to 5 each day, Monday to Friday. Saturday, they'll generally open, say, at 8:30 through till, you know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And then on a Sunday, they'll generally open, say, from 9 till 1 or 2 o'clock. And then, you know, you're selling the clients what they require as they're coming in and out of the store. And then, you know, after you've, if you've opened the store in the morning, so a franchise owner will rock in at 7:30, you know, make sure everything's ready for the day for each of the techs and that they've got their schedule loaded onto their iPads or their iPhones so they know where they're going and what servicing they're doing to the pool. Techs will come in and they'll be out on the road by 8 o'clock in the morning at the latest, generally, away servicing the clients for the day and putting the chemicals in the pools and replacing equipment, etc. Then the owner will step into the retail environment and generally open that up and get that ready to go until the retail manager comes on deck. And then the retail manager will run the store for the remainder of the day predominantly. And then the franchise owner is working on the business rather than in it. So he's doing all the quotes and proposals. He's going poolside for the first time and looking for opportunities. He's looking to convert, you know, some casual clients into regular clients and growing the mobile side of the business. They're out there talking to, you know, their commercial clients, visiting the real estates and the property managers and visiting, you know, those type of clients to continue to see if they can grow the database. Then they'll step back into the store at the end of the day and just make sure everything's closed up and look at the schedule for the next day ready for the techs again.
Yeah, fantastic. The way you're articulating it is so like methodical. You can see the years of work that's gone into this. Now, you touched on this in the start. When the franchisee comes on board, then after you know, they're entrenched in the system, what sort of ongoing support and training do you provide? And how do you think that contributes to their success and your success?
Yeah, this is the key to the success. People, you know, we have, you know, five KPIs in our business. And people first is always number one. And number two is find a better way. Number three is do the right thing. And number four is dare to succeed. And number five is to have that energy to be really successful in what you do. So people first for us, you know, it's about that ongoing training. So, you know, we have monthly meetings with our fellow franchise owners where they get together in each state and they share and they learn and they network and bounce off one another. We compare the results of, you know, the sales for the month and who's number one and who's, you know, number two, three, four, et cetera, because that drives energy within the franchise owners because everyone wants to be the best. We bring them to pool school initially and we train them for 3 weeks and we put them through the modules of a certificate three in swimming pool and spa maintenance service. So by the time they leave pool school, they've got a really great understanding of how to run the business, how to operate the swimming pool with pumps and filters and chlorinators and how to manage the chemicals within the pool. Then we have a part of our 60 support staff is each state has its own business development manager that's looking after around 20 franchise owners. And so you have a monthly visit from your business development manager who is sitting down with you and seeing how you're tracking and making sure you know, you're settling in and following the system. We have a 12-month Forming Good Habits program straight after pool school as well. So we don't just train you for 3 weeks and give you the keys and say, right, see you later. We work really closely through quite a structured model where we're making sure that you're doing all the right things and that you're picking up on all the things that you were taught during pool school and implementing it out in the field to be successful. We have a very strong business planning process within our model as well. So annual business planning is critical in our mind. And we have the saying in Poolworks that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And in fact, you know, last financial year, 99% of our franchise owners achieved their profit plan for the year. That's how important business planning is to us. But every quarter, the business development manager will spend, you know, half a day to a day with you reviewing your business plan. So it doesn't get produced at the beginning of the financial year and put in the top drawer. It comes out every quarter and we actually see how you're tracking against what you set yourself that you wanted to achieve to be successful in business. And if you're on track, we're, you know, patting you on the back and saying, well done, let's keep doing what you're doing. If you're slipping behind a little bit, we'll put all the action plans in place with you and the support to make sure we get you back on track to achieve, you know, what you wanted to achieve when you set the business plan. So that's really important. Then during we call it the development season. We never use the word winter in our business because the development season gives us a little bit of time to, you know, do coaching and mentoring and training even further with all of our franchise owners and their staff. So we'll run development season workshops in each state where on various topics that are important at the time. It might be financial, it might be marketing, it might be technical, it could be water chemistry, it could be growing your commercial business. So we do all those things where they come together and there's no cost to that at all. So we do that where they come together and we show them how to improve what they already know. And then we have our excellence workshops, which are 3 nights and 4 days in Brisbane. There's a retail stream and a technical stream, and it's based on your prior knowledge. So from 0 to 2 years, 2 to 4 years, and 4 years and beyond. So we keep upskilling you and your team to ensure that you're the best within the industry. And then we have our national convention every year, which is the highlight, where, you know, we all come together and we celebrate our success, we network, we learn from one another, and we reward the, you know, the top performers within our business.
Now, again, another thing you touched on before, but how does Poolworks, in the methodical fashion you've really talked about in the system, approach site selection and how you're analysing the market, deciding where to open the new locations?
Yeah, so that's really important, because, you know, your site selection and your territory selection and analysis and mapping is critical to make sure that, you know, the franchise partner has got an area that they can be successful and that they can end up running a retail store and 3 mobile vans and turning over $1 million plus a year. So what we've done is we're very lucky. We created our own mapping many years ago, where we called it Pool Point, and we can see the pools from Google. And so we know exactly in the background, you know, what that territory looks like in terms of the number of pools, and we call it pool population. So we like to have 2,000 plus pools per area, and then spas on top of that as well. Obviously, we can't see the spas because they're normally under verandas or inside, but we can see the swimming pool. So we then base the territory on a postcode because, you know, our phone box set up in terms of new business coming in through our 1-800 number, you know, people will call that and we'll get them to put in their postcode, and that call then goes direct to the franchise owner who's dealing with that client, you know, first up, and can offer, you know, immediate service to that client, which is really important to continue to grow. So, yeah, that's predominantly how we map it. You know, we've mapped Australia into 350 exclusive marketing territories from that data in the beginning.
Excellent. So now back to what's currently going on in the market. Now, it's an interesting time in franchising, and it's also, you know, still a time where people with the propensity for solid business models are going very well. Now, with that in mind, how do you stay up to date with the market as well as with changing consumer preferences and trends? And how does it also influence the strategy for your expansion?
Yeah, so the market, you're right, it's always changing. Technology is an amazing thing, as is innovation. And we embrace innovation, you know, in technology. You know, we always are ready to change and ready to adapt and move forward, and in fact want to be first in the industry to move forward. So one of the things that we do is we have a global analyst in our team who's looking at the global pool and spa market and understanding what's happening. We have visitations to international pool and spa shows where we can learn and see and pick up new ideas and new concepts to be able to bring back and roll out here in Australia and New Zealand to our franchise owners. So it's that global awareness is really important. One of the things, you know, we're quite lucky within Australia is we actually tend to lead the rest of the world in the way, you know, swimming pools are managed and looked after. So a lot of other countries learn from the way we do things as well, which is great. You know, we have that three-legged stool that Ray Kroc used to talk about, the founder of McDonald's. And, you know, if one of the legs falls off, everything falls over. And so one of the keys to our three-legged stool, first one is obviously our franchise owners, the Poolworks Support Center, and then our suppliers. And we call them partners in profit. So because, you know, working with key suppliers, and many of our suppliers we've worked with for, you know, 25 years. And so they understand our business and they understand our growth plans, and they work with us to help achieve those growth plans, which means then our franchise partners are, you know, going to be successful through that. Obviously, the upskill training that I talked about all the time as well, every year happens, and that includes for our franchise partners and their employees. And you know, then the specialist support team that we have, you know, in all their areas, from learning and development to supply to tech training, retail, leasing, marketing, business development managers, you know, all those people are getting upskilled all the time to share more and more with our franchise owners throughout their journey.
Fantastic. Now, looking ahead, what are your plans for continuing to grow Poolworks through franchising. And do you see the model evolving, or are you seeing any potential changes in the future?
Yeah, look, we've definitely got a very clear growth plan, which is driven, you know, from what I said earlier about the demand for our service and the growth within new pools and spas being sold within the market, which is great. And you know, there's many years of that to continue. So our future looks really strong. We're going to go in Australia from, you know, 135 stores in the next 10 years to over 350. We'll go from 400 mobile vans to over 1,000. So, you know, we've got very clear growth plans in terms of our business and where we'll go. We do know that perhaps about 150 multi-unit franchise partners is the right way to go. For both parties, it's got economies of scale, and it's just a nice way to work with your franchise partners is to have that, you know, multi-unit where franchise owners might have 2, 3, 4, 5 stores. The other opportunity for us is that there's an independent trade of pool stores around Australia who have been around a long time and have no exit strategy in a lot of cases. And, you know, we have an opportunity to bring those stores into our business and match make them with our franchise owners. So it's a really fast way to grow. You buy an existing pool business, you rebrand it and you rebadge it and bring it into the Poolworks model, and the old owner goes away and retires. Or, you know, in an area where we don't have a franchise owner at the moment, you know, we have conversions where, you know, we'll bring in an independent pool store to our system, and they can see all the benefits that we have available as a franchise system that they don't have as an individual operator, and start to struggle as they, you know, grow from one store to two stores and multivans, etc. So we're bringing those businesses in as well. So in the last 10 years, we've rolled in 50 to 60 independent pool stores into our brand with our franchise owners, or as acquisitions or as conversions.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, look, been very interesting now. What's the best piece of advice you could offer someone considering becoming a Poolworks franchisee? I mean, what's the best way for them to get started?
Yeah, so the way we look at it in Poolworks is that our role is to provide you with all the information that you need to make sure that it's a right fit for the candidate and their family. So as part of that, you know, it's do as much due diligence as you possibly can. Ask as many questions and ask as many people as you can in the industry that you're interested in looking in. Talk to, you know, existing franchise partners. You know, with social media and Google today, you know, you can find the addresses and the phone numbers and do your homework, you know, to make sure that, you know, what you're getting excited about is still going to fuel that fire in your belly to want to continue to go down the recruitment process. Our recruitment process is all about, you know, making sure we're the right fit for the candidate and that the candidate's the right fit for our brand as well. Because when you're in a partnership, and that's what franchising is all about as a partnership, is making sure that you can both work together and that it's going to be, you know, a great relationship to success for the candidate. So that's really important too. Some of the other things I would recommend to have a look at is, you know, what are their values? And I've talked about our values and, you know, do they fit with your values? That's critically important. You know, I find 95% of people that come to look at our franchises were like myself and have a swimming pool. And that's what triggers their interest. So they've got that common interest in, you know, looking after their pool and feeling good about it, looking good. So, you know, they can see themselves going out and running a business that does that for other pool owners. Think about, you know, their credibility. So, you know, are they in the Franchise Council of Australia? Have they won awards within, you know, the Franchise Council of Australia? And, you know, great example for our brand that we're really proud of is we're a 3-time winner of Franchise of the Year. We're a 3-time winner of the Multi-Unit of the Year. In New Zealand, we've been 3-time winner of the Franchise Association New Zealand's Service Franchise of the Year. And, you know, we are the number one pool and spa retail brand in Australia and New Zealand. So you don't get there and win those awards for being an ordinary franchise. You've got to be, you know, an excellent franchise. So those things will help you understand that. You know, we have a family welfare fund within our system as well, which follows that number one value, people first always. So we have our own in-house charity that supports our franchise partners and their families in times of need as well. I think, you know, that's what I would be recommending.
Yeah, excellent. I think what I'd also recommend is there's a lot of opportunity here. So there'll be a few different options to get in touch with Poolworks. You'll also have some inquiry options next to this podcast. You'll see them pop up as well. We do encourage you to put your name down to get your journey commencing with Poolworks, Mike, and to see if you're really that right fit. I think Mike really explained well the type of match for a franchisee with Poolworks. So we do encourage you to get the ball rolling and start that journey with them. Look, last question, Mike, what's driving you to do what you do? What's getting you out of bed in the morning?
Look, for me, it's sharing, you know, the journey that I've had with, you know, new entrants to franchising and watching their success. You know, when I sell a franchise to somebody, I never lose touch with them, you know, because you build a really strong bond and rapport with them in selling the franchise and building that sincerity and trust in you and the brand that you're representing. And I still pick up the phone and I ring them and check in and how they're going. And I love seeing them, you know, achieving the results and achieving their awards at convention every year and celebrating that success with them. That's what drives me, you know, for 19 years in a brand, you know, that's why I'm here. I love what I do and I love the brand that I work for.
Excellent, Mike. Look, it's been a pleasure having you on here on the Eden Exchanges podcast. We'd love to have you on again soon just to give us an update on your expansion plans, how you're traveling. And also, it was very insightful in terms of what you've achieved with the model, how you've got that product market fit, and how you've managed to make a model that's catering towards your growth as well as the franchisees. It's been a pleasure to hear you and a pleasure to talk to you today. We, again, encourage anyone to check out some more information about Poolworks. We'll be providing some more opportunities to get in touch with the team. And apart from that, Mike, again, loved having you on today.
Thanks, Rago. It's nice to have been here with you.
And that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Mike. It was a pleasure learning about your journey with the Poolworks franchise. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or kickstart the franchise process, just click the button below to submit your interest, and the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchise journey. For more opportunities like this one, head to our website and check out the latest franchises and businesses for sale. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Mike Geddes, who is the Franchise Development Manager at Poolworks. To find out more about Mike and the Poolworks franchise, or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.